that's been fantastic all week long, hasn't it?
I had to take a video of it, and I'm going to post it because it's so fantastic. It is so good.
Really great job. Jacob Green is the name of the performer there, and we are set for high school basketball action here on Hits FM 103.3 and 94.9. Starting lineups ready to be announced in this district final. Starting for the Alcona Tigers, they'll start number one, David Charbonneau. Ross Common will start number zero, the guy that they have to focus on tonight, Ben Hamina.
Yep, Hamina and Beaver are going to be the two people you're probably going to hear come out of our mouths the most when it comes to offense on the Buck side.
Next up for Alcona's number two, a senior, Colin Walker, big-time player for this Tiger team. Number one for Ross Common is a senior, Mason Beaver. They've started five seniors all week. I expect them to do it again. Next up is a junior for the Alcona Tigers. Number three, Garrett Summers, the point guard. He takes care of the ball tonight. If he can, you know, get it, he likes to step in for mid-range jumpers. If he can get that going tonight, they could be successful.
Absolutely. If they're going to be forced on the outside getting some shots, I expect him to be willing to take it.
Next up, number 20, Mason Green for Ross Common, another senior. My X factor today for the Alcona Tigers, number 32, Evan Borsvold. Guy's been a monster on the boards. Love the way he plays basketball. If he can match the physicality or set the tone of the physicality, Alcona could have the upper hand.
Yep, that's going to be the, like you said, that's the edge factor right there. The physicality is going to go through Borsvold.
Next up for Ross Common, number 21, Joshua Carub, another senior. And lastly, for Alcona, number 50 is Jacob Ranchensky, a senior. And then number 22, Sawyer Griffiths. Heat check shooter. We've seen him get hot. We've seen him get cold. He was really quiet in the first half against Oscoda. He was the only guy who was quiet in the first half against yeah. Oscoda, but he turned it on in the second half.
Yes, sir. All right. Are you ready for this final?
Absolutely. I think you're ready for this final. Nick James, I think, is ready for the final back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good today.
And there's the Alcona fans. We warned you about them. They're right in front of us. I'm interested to see the fans, how the student sections counterpunch each other.
Garrett Summers and Ben Hamina are going to tip this one off at center court. I think we had different officials today than we've had all week, so we'll see how this game is called.
All right, that's a good big question mark. How will this game be changed? This throughout the entire week we've seen one way. Hopefully it stays.
Tip is up and controlled by the Roscommon Bucks. They work left to right on your radio dial. Carub has it on the left wing. Up top to Green. Right side, Sawyer Griffiths. Griffiths down low to Green. At the block. Goes up over Walker. Got a friendly roll. Roscommon opens the scoring. 2-0, Mason Green.
A quick outlet pass there to number 50. It's going to be shot back up to
Alcona. Works it on the right wing with Charbonneau. Charbonneau up top, Borsvold. Borsvold inside Ranchensky, wide open under the bucket, and he missed a layup. Rebound to Colin Walker. Walker kicks it out to Borsvold. Borsvold drives inside. We've got a whistle and a foul down low. That will keep the basketball with the Alcona Tigers.
Yep, nice little move there. That layup just stuck up there for a second. Didn't go down for Ranchensky, but it's going to get a foul here.
Up top to Charbonneau, out of the out-of-bounds play. Charbonneau works right wing, dribbles up towards the top. Goes right side to Summers. 2-0, Roscommon. Summers drives in, floater. Off glass, no good. Got his own rebound, no good. Rebound tipped out to Charbonneau. He goes for a left-wing three. That's too long. Rebound, though, comes to Colin Walker. Tigers keep it. Drives baseline on Hamina. Goes up through the contact, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Mason Green of Roscommon.
Wow, the ball did not want to go in the net there. So many opportunities, and none of them came true.
Carub has a deep right wing for the Roscommon Bucks. They lead 2-0. Beaver gets a screen up top from Green. He's going to pull in for a three. Good.
Wow, that's exactly how they started against Oscoda. Just one little move, just a little bit of separation, and he just drains that tray.
5-0, Roscommon, 6.5 to play in the first. Charbonneau drives into the lane, fadeaway jumper, no good. And a foul coming here on the rebound by Colin Walker, as Charbonneau, probably a bit of an ill-advised shot, not one that you really need to take.
Yeah.
This game brought to you in part by Alcona Motors, Chevrolet of Lincoln, Kohl's Appliance in Lincoln and Talus City, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. 1-2-2, three-quarter court trap here for the Alcona Tigers. Roscommon looks to break it, just now getting across half court. Has it with Sawyer Griffiths. Bounce pass inside. Green rejected by Charbonneau. Out of bounds, staying with Roscommon.
Yeah, beautiful block right over the back of him. Just gets all ball, forces that out of bounds. Beautiful defensive effort.
Inbound from underneath is Beaver. Throws it up top. Hammond a wide open straight on three. Too long. Rebound on the ground. And we've got out of bounds off of Roscommon. And it'll go to the Alcona Tigers.
Yep, good hustle there to make sure that ball gets out of, or he's out of bounds when he touches the ball to force the possession back to the Tigers.
Just man-to-man from Roscommon. They pick up Garrett Summers at half court. Left wing, David Charbonneau. Tigers work into their sets. They're trying to slow it down after the early onslaught here from Roscommon. Borsvold drives, kicks to Renchensky. Pump fake, drive inside, mid-range jumper well short. Colin Walker, offensive rebound. Up through the contact, lays it in.
Yeah, that was a really short shot there, but luckily the rebound goes straight to the Tigers, gets them on the board.
5-2, Roscommon. We go back into that half-court trap. Griffiths at the elbow. Kick right wing, Carew. Carew drives baseline. Open is Green. Green's going to walk with it on the left corner. A turnover to the Tigers.
Yep, he wanted to take it. He wanted to walk. He wanted to shoot. He did both. Can't do that in basketball.
5:24 to play in the first. 5-2. Roscommon with the lead over the Alcona Tigers. Summers works to the left wing. Bounce pass into Borsvold. Had it knocked away. Here comes Beaver for Roscommon. Up top, Hamina. Right wing three. Little short. Rebound out of bounds off of Roscommon.
The muscle went off a foot. We kind of were blocked by Renchensky's body, so I'm assuming off a leg or something of the Bucks. But it definitely looked like it was going to be Alcona turnover.
Nobody argued, so I'm guessing that they must know better than what we had there.
Yeah.
Right wing Renchensky for the Tigers. Goes to the top. That's Evan Borsvold. Borsvold left wing, Garrett Summers. He'll shoot a three for the tie. Too long. Rebound down to Sawyer Griffiths. Gets it to Beaver. Beaver drives into the lane, throws it too high for his intended target, and it'll go back to the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to pass there and just kind of lost his handle on it, just kind of tossed it out of bounds there. Little hurried for both teams a little bit. Not much patience right now early on in the quarter.
Energy in the gym causing that.
Yeah.
Jacob Renchensky checks out for the Tigers. Caden Hebert checks in for them, so they're going to try and play a little bit more guard-heavy right here. Hebert has it on the right wing. Gets a screen from Walker, works back up top, gets it to Borsvold. Evan Borsvold traveled with it as he got both feet moving before he put the ball down for a dribble, which he then dribbled off his own foot. It's another turnover back to Roscommon.
Yep. Boys just need to calm down on both sides. We're just kind of rushing. We're trying to be hasty. You don't need to right now.
Hamina drives the lane. Floater, back iron and in.
Yeah, wide open Hamina. You cannot let him be wide open. He's going to tear you apart. And we're going to have a timeout by Alcona.
Back in 30 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Now it's at Dean Arbor Chevrolet. This game brought to you in part by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake and Alpena, Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations.
Thank you again for all of our sponsors for allowing us to be here.
7-2 Roscommon. Alcona with the basketball. It's David Charbonneau working his way up top, driving inside, spinning off of Griffiths. Fade away. He is hit on the arm, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
And honestly, in my opinion, he's lucky that happens because I don't think you need to foul there. He's kind of forcing a shot. Doesn't it seem like he's trying to will something to happen? That's not really there.
Yep, Charbonneau twice now has gotten the ball, and it almost has decided, I'm shooting this on this possession, and it's been two ill-advised shots. That one he does.
But
at
still
least
make
get fouled.
The free throws.
And first free throw, a little bit short and a little bit off to the right. Still 7-2. 3:59 to play in our first quarter. Roscommon, the host team, the 5-point lead. Charbonneau's second free throw is good. Makes it 7-3. They switch up their pressle. Now 2-1-2. They go a little bit farther back. And we've got another travel here on Mason Green.
Wow.
Got going a little too fast again.
We've had 5 travels in 4 minutes?
How many turnovers do you have?
I have 8.
Yeah, probably 5 of them have been walks. Yep. 7-3. Can Alcona get some offense going? 3 points in 4 minutes. That's
And they've taken shots. It's not been like they haven't been taking this. The shots have not gone anywhere. We're got a
we have a stoppage.
Stoppage.
I'm not sure what
Thank
for.
You. I couldn't think of the word stoppage. I apologize, folks.
I don't know what we're stopping for. I think we have a maybe water on the floor.
Ah.
Roscommon's making a sub. They're going to bring Jensen in for Joshua Carew. David Jensen checks in. Now we're ready for play. They pick up Alcona at half court in man-to-man. Summers goes left wing. Charbonneau inside, knocked away. Out of bounds off of Roscommon. They tried to force it in to Colin Walker. David Charbonneau just needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. For both teams, they're rushing. It's, I mean, really, that's the best word to say it. They're rushing, and it's been an obvious.
Inbound goes into the backcourt. Right wing Charbonneau will try a three. Knock it down.
Beautiful just patience there. Got the spacing. Getting this game within one here.
7-6. Hammond pass inside. Knocked away by Charbonneau. Here come the Tigers. Up the floor to Walker. Up through Hammond. Lays it in.
Going to contort his body. Almost at a 90-degree angle. Just put it up. Taking the lead for the Tigers. Now the pressure is on.
That's the physicality I said that Colin Walker was going to bring to this game. Beaver a deep left wing three. Too long. And rebound to Summers. Summers quickly running up the floor. Drives in. Barrels over a defender. And they're going to call a charge on Garrett Summers.
You know, I'm just going to nod my head because I have no clue what you just said. It is so loud in here.
That's a charge on Garrett Summers. It's the correct call. But okay, that's a call you'll take because it means you're playing with physicality. You're trying to match. You'll take a few charges today if it means you're trying to match the physicality.
Absolutely.
And, yes, he's absolutely right. It is loud in here. I am having a great time.
It's very fun. Very fun.
8-7 Alcona. They've gone on a 6-0 run in the last
can't
minute.
Leave them wide open.
Hammond a left wing three, too long. Offensive rebound, Mason Green for Roscommon. Dribbles in, turns it up, lays it in. No, it went off the backboard. How did that not fall in? And then Summers is going to pick up a reach-in foul. That's his second. That is a big foul.
Yeah, good effort there by Green. Like you said, I don't know how he missed the shot, but he got the rebounds that he needed and to go to the line here.
Looks like Richard Schott is at the scorer's table. He'll probably check in for Garrett Summers just because as much as you'd like to have him on the floor, you just can't afford him picking up a third foul in the first quarter.
No, not at all.
First free throw by Green is good. We're tied at 8. 3 points on the night from Mason Green. Richard Schott does check in for Garrett Summers. Keaton Pratt will check in for Sawyer Griffiths for Roscommon. Keaton Pratt, just a sophomore for this Roscommon Bucks team. He's the first non-senior to check in. Because even David Jensen, who is the sixth man today, is a senior. Mason Green gets the ball back. Three dribbles, sets his breath, fires, and knocks home both free throws, and it's a lead change. Roscommon takes the lead, 9-8. Richard Schott will bring it up, guarded by Keaton Pratt. Works to the left wing, looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. Still dribbling it, gets a screen from Renchensky, drives inside, turn, fade away. That's too long. And rebound tipped around, controlled by Mason Beaver of Roscommon.
Yeah, just kind of tried to force that there. I mean, there wasn't really much decision-making on his part. It was just, I'm going to the hoop.
Pass up top to Beaver. Beaver dribbled it to get the basketball. They're going to say he bobbled it because I thought they might call double dribble. Hamino dribbles left side, pull-up mid-range jumper, and that is good.
Super clean jumper there. Just makes a little move, gets a little bit of space. Nothing but nylon on that shot.
11-8. Charbonneau drives in, lost it going up. Renchensky does recover, though, and he is raked across the arms as he goes up for the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
It's going to be on Beaver.
Borsvold looks like he'll check back in. So they're going to go back to a big lineup. It is 11-8. Roscommon, 1:45 to play in the first. Renchensky's first free throw. Calmly knocks it home.
Yeah, if you're going to play a physical brand of basketball, you're going to have to make these free throws when you get to the line. I don't think a team's going to win this game if they can't do that.
That's a really good point. Colin Walker checks out. Evan Borsvold back in. Second free throw. That one's a little bit off. Rebound that comes down to Keaton Pratt. And Mason Beaver got behind everybody, but he missed the layup. Rebound down to Keaton Hebert. Here come the Tigers. Hebert has it on the left wing. Great transition defense by Roscommon. Hebert goes back up top to Schott, and Alcona will set it up. Richard Schott works right wing, gets a screen from Renchensky. Dribbling on the left wing, picks up his dribble, goes across court to David Charbonneau. Gonna try a three for the tie. It's good! Alcona takes a one-point lead, 12-11.
Yeah, the ball is going today, guys. Not much is missing right now from beyond the arc. Both teams on fire from the long shots.
7 points for David Charbonneau. He's calmed down, and he's knocked down a couple of shots. Beaver steps in for a right-wing three. Off front iron, rebound controlled by the Tigers. Richard Schott gets it to Charbonneau. Charbonneau on the left wing, this time guarded tightly. Kicks it up top to Richard Schott, and the Tigers will slow it down with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Charbonneau going to get pushed, and Keaton Pratt just didn't let him move. And so that is the fourth foul of the quarter on the Roscommon Bucks. That's their last one to give. Carub and Bigford come in for Roscommon. Hamina and Jensen check out. Excuse me, Mason Green and Jensen check out.
Just 40.9 seconds left, so the foul to give there isn't necessarily too big of a deal, unless you obviously give one up here. But
Charbonneau and Renchensky check out. Liebler and Colin Walker come in. William Liebler, first time he's been on the floor tonight. Caden Hebert works it left wing to Borsvold. Borsvold drives in on Bigford. Drop step, lays it up, lays it in.
Nice move there. Cuts inside. Pivots to the outside. Gets that up. Just uses his body to get the spacing he needs and gets that nice little layup.
14-11 for Alcona. Largest lead of the game for them. Pratt drives inside. Little mid-range floater. Front rim no good. Borsvold a rebound with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Schott will jog it up. Right side Walker. Walker drives in, barrels through the defense. And we've got a foul, and we've got a charge is the call. And I don't know about that one, but that's a very tough call.
That'll be the second foul on Walker. 3.7 seconds left. Anyone gets fouled, they're going to the line, but I imagine that's probably not happening.
Got a couple of subs coming in for Alcona. Colin Walker checks out. 4 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hamina is going to have to heave it from about half court. He dribbled it off his foot. At the end of one, it's Alcona 14, Roscommon 11 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM, brought to you in part by the Lincoln Outdoor Center, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, and your local McDonald's restaurant. After one, it's Alcona 14-11 on our sister station WKJC. Standard Sterling and Clare tied at 8 after one. Alcona starts with the basketball. Hebert goes left side to Schott. Bounce pass inside in between two guys and picked off by Roscommon. Mason Beaver will bring it up for the Bucks. Up top, Sawyer Griffiths drives in, floater, and caught it with the foul. Renchensky came over and got him on the arm, and he'll go to the line for one more.
Yeah, nice little move there to cause that contact. And get the unwanted opportunity with the chance to tie.
That foul going Renchensky, right?
Renchensky, yes,
yep,
sir.
5-0. Griffiths at the line, his first points of the night. And he finishes the three-point play to tie us at 14.
Well, we thought this would be a close game, and so far that's what it's giving us.
It's been big shots by big players. David Charbonneau, one of them. He had 7 points in that first quarter. He has the basketball. Goes into Renchensky. Renchensky powers up, powers forward. Got it off the front
that
of the
rim. That was pure strength right there. He had two guys on him that would not allow him to do anything, but he just fought him off and got the bucket.
Into Bigford off the press.
Renchensky
by Renchensky.
He comes down and makes a defensive highlight. just absolutely rejects him.
Alcona moved up their press, going 2-1-2 full court this quarter. Griffiths has it on the left wing. Inside now to Bigford. Bigford working on Renchensky. Renchensky, good defense, missed shot, but an offensive rebound then picked off by David Charbonneau. Rebound went to Carew, who then tried to kick it out, but it was picked off. Richard Schott drives to the elbow, backs his way in, and then he just absolutely pushes off on Mason Beaver.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Definitely extended the arm there.
And so that is the third offensive foul on Alcona. But they lead, 16-14. You'll take the energy.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, it's two fouls in just over a minute, 6:53 left. You got to be careful, especially with Walker and Summers having two fouls each.
Actually, it looks like Alcona might have backed off into full court man-to-man here. I think that's what this is. They're going to go to man instead of out of a press. Caden Hebert takes it away from Hamina. Drive at the rim, lays it up and in.
Good job there not to foul there. It looked like he might have wanted to contest. And another. Whoa. What?
Roscommon got a timeout right before the steal. Roscommon was given a timeout. And so it's 6:33 to play in the second quarter. It is 18-14 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. The loudness in this gym made that a tough timeout to hear. Coach MJ Ewald got a timeout right before Richard Schott would have gotten a steal and a layup. Roscommon keeps the basketball. Joshua Carew brings it up, gets it to Sawyer Griffiths. Griffiths drives inside, had it ripped away. Here come the Tigers. Caden Hebert right down the lane. Euro step and a little bit off balance on the shot. And now we have a jump ball. Jump ball will go to the Roscommon Bucks.
The physicality there. Just both the boys there just trying to rip it out of each other's arms.
And physicality, the officials came over and talked with both of them.
No, nothing bad.
They didn't try to push at each other.
No,
the minute the whistle happened, they walked away from each other. Everything's good.
Yep. Yeah, Roscommon all week has been physical, but physical in the legal sense. They're nothing egregious or anything like that.
Roscommon with the basketball. Sawyer Griffiths has it on the right wing. It's 18-14 Alcona. Mason Beaver up top. Kicks right wing. Green, three from the corner. Good.
Good ball handle. Good ball movement there. Seeing Green wide open there, ready for that shot.
Mason Green, their leading scorer today. 7 points. Makes it 18-16. They're going to say that was just a two-point jumper. Colin Walker has it. Kick right wing to Hebert. Hebert, couple of jab steps, now drives in. Spin move, gets it to Renchensky down low. Renchensky, drop step, fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Joshua Carew. And now we've got a foul coming on Alcona. It's on Charbonneau. So it is the third foul of the quarter. Only one more to give for 5:35 here for Alcona. Keaton Pratt checks in for Sawyer Griffiths. And here come the Roscommon Bucks. 18-16 Alcona in this district final. Carew has it left wing, up top to Pratt, up by the volleyball line. He'll drive inside, hop step, lay it up, lay it in, we're tied.
That beautiful move there, just dissects the defense there. Navigates up the key. Ties this game at 18.
Charbonneau has it up top for the Alcona Tigers. Hand off to Summers, who's checked back in. Summers wanted a mid-range jumper, but good defense. Gets it to Walker. Drives right by Mason Green.
Walker does it right back. Cuts through those two defenders. Gets a little more physical, though, by the defense, but gets the shot nonetheless.
Makes it 20-18. Alcona with the lead. Right wing, Hamina. Hamina getting guarded by Hebert. Just harassing him.
And we said you didn't want Beaver Hamina to beat you. That's why Green's the scorer right now.
Pratt drives inside. Off the high glass. No good. Tip up. No good. Rebound comes down to Colin Walker, who fires it up to Charbonneau. And then good transition defense. Charbonneau, though, cuts through the middle. Lays it up.
Nice fast break there. Just gets the ball way up the court. Forces the defense out of position.
22-18. Alcona with the lead. Right side, Mason Beaver up top to Keaton Pratt. He's going to call out the play. Left wing, Hamina. Ben Hamina relatively quiet, only 4 points on the night. Doesn't see anything he likes. Goes up top to Keaton Pratt, who pulls up for three. Good!
Wow! Really deep three there. It wasn't necessarily badly defended. He just shot over his man and knocked it down.
22-21 Alcona, right corner three. Hebert, that's too long. Rebound tipped up out of bounds off of the Roscommon Bucks. 3:54 to play here in our first half. Evan Borsvold checks in for Jacob Ranchensky. Garrett Summers will inbound here for the Tigers. Gets it to Borsvold, throws it off his foot, but able to hand it off back to Summers, who drives inside, goes up, fade away. Too strong, offensive rebound. Borsvold lays it up, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
First foul there on the Bucks with 3:47 left to go in the quarter. Alcona Tigers up 22-21 with Borsvold at the line.
Already at halftime on our sister station, WKJC, 20. It is 16-11. Claire at the half. They
wow.
are flying. Or we're moving slow. I'm not sure which one it is. Borsvold's first free throw off front rim, no good. Alcona leads 22-21. So those of you who tuned over from our sister station, WKJC, welcome. We've had a great game of runs. Each team's gone on 6-0 runs, 4-0 runs. Borsvold knocks home the second free throw and puts Alcona up 23-21. Physical contest, absolutely. And the three-point jumper been going down tonight, too. Mason Beaver drives inside, lays it up for the tie.
Yeah, just runs past four Tigers, just takes the angle away and gets that easy bucket there. Not much there to press him.
Walker drives inside, kind of losing it, and then passes it inside. It's tipped out of bounds.
And that was so
off of Mason Green.
Of number 20, Mason Green, and just rolled off his body out of bounds. That's a really good move there to keep possession in Tigers territory.
Caden Hebert will check in for David Charbonneau, who's been the leading scorer for the Tigers tonight. 9 points for him in this first half. Tied at 23, 3:35 to go here, 3:25, excuse me, to go here in our first half. Inbound goes to Hebert, up top to shot. Now left wing Summers. He'll drive, hop step, mid-range jumper, off the back iron, no good. Rebound
eventually
comes down to Mason
score,
Green.
Right?
Mason Beaver will bring it up. Go right side to Keaton Pratt for Roscommon. To the free throw line, Kerub, left wing, that's Hamina. Hamina gets a screen, drives inside, through Borsvold, too short, and they're going to get a foul.
They're going to say he got hit when he's going under the basket there. Game's been physical all day. I don't know why you're going to call it that time, but, you know, it is what it is.
So I'll send Hamina to the line to shoot two. Couple of dribbles. Number zero fires too long on the first one.
And he doesn't usually miss, so that's kind of a fortuitous for the Tigers. Because Carab hasn't missed very, or Hamina, excuse me, hasn't missed much this week.
Wipes his hand off on his jersey. Couple of dribbles and makes the second one. And Roscommon takes the lead. 24-23. Garrett Summers brings it up. He's yet to get in the scoring column. Right side, Richard Schott. Schott dribbles it. Drives right side. Gets cut off by two defenders there. Gets it right wing, Caden Hebert. Couple of jab steps. Now he drives. Had it poked away and stolen by Keaton Pratt. Here comes Roscommon, doesn't see numbers. Now he'll bounce pass it in to Mason Beaver out at the corner, fires it right back out. Ben Hamina now has it deep right wing, kicks to Mason Green, corner three, no good. Rebound, comes back out to Green.
Yeah, good hustle there by Green just to get his own rebound.
And we've got a travel up top as Mason Beaver back down his defender out the half-court line and forgot the dribbling part of the backing down his defender. Just kind of shuffled his feet. That's a turnover for Roscommon. And Alcona has the basketball. 24-23. Roscommon with the edge. Right side, Garrett Summers. Up top, Borsvold. See if they can get something down low.
Yeah, they really haven't been able to get down low in the paint at all.
They get it to Borsvold at the elbow. Drives inside. Floater. Got the roll. No, but he got his own rebound. Turns. Fires it up. Can he get the spin? Yes.
Borsvold has been physical under that net in the paint.
25-24 Alcona. Up top, Mason Beaver. Now left wing to Keaton Pratt. Pratt crossover into the lane. Kick up top to Green. Green drives inside. Lays it up over Borsvold, but too strong.
Read on down to Garrett Summers of Alcona. He quickly runs up the floor. No one stops the ball. Lays it up, but it's rejected. Walker, an offensive rebound, lays it in.
Nice, nice there by Walker. Gets that rebound. All the defenders over pursue Summers under the net, and he's the only one to get it.
27-24 Alcona. Right side, Hamina. Crossover, drives inside, gets the lane, too strong on the layup. Offensive rebound, Mason Green, and now we've got a foul underneath.
Yeah, he looked like he got bumped. I didn't see who they're going to call here.
Mason Borswell or Evan Borswell.
32, yep, nice. That would be Borswell.
They're just that this is not the officiating we've seen all week. I think these are fouls that they're calling. It's just not what we've seen all week.
No, yeah, we were seeing all that played on the rest of the week, but today, especially under that net, and rare misses from Hamina today.
It's Mason Green at the line.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mason Green. I apologize.
There's a two in front of that zero. Yeah.
Well, we've been saying Hamina's name for 2 days, so.
And they do look similar from
right.
where we're standing
yeah.
up here. It is 27-24 Alcona, 109 to play here in our second quarter. Couple of dribbles, Mason Green's second free throw. That one spins out as well. Rebound bounced off of Alcona. Hamina threw it off of Evan Borsvold.
Yeah, great effort there to throw that off of Borsvold and get that back in the possession of the Bucks. Tigers had position, but he just had the effort.
Bucks will inbound from underneath. Beaver will fire it up top to Keaton Pratt, up by the logo. Back to Beaver on the right wing. Inside, Mason Green goes up over Renchensky for an easy layup.
He was well guarded. He just shot it up there and went beautifully angled in.
27-26, Alcona. Left wing, Charbonneau fires it into Borsvold. Borsvold, power dribble, clear space. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Be the second foul on Roscommon in the quarter. Are they going to say Borsvold was shooting that? No, they're going to go underneath. Borsvold was standing at the free throw line trying to bait it. He was trying to bait him into it, but couldn't get the call. 46 seconds left in the half. Richard Schott will inbound for the Tigers underneath. Up top to Charbonneau. Charbonneau will drive inside to the free throw line. Mid-range jumper a little bit short. And a rebound down to Keaton Pratt. Pratt shovels it between his legs to Toby Bigford. And here comes Roscommon. Beaver has it up top for the Bucks. Gets a screen from Bigford. Beaver right wing drives inside. Mid-range jumper for the lead. Too strong. And Evan Borsvold's going to get the rebound. Has to save it, though. Right to Hamina.
Hamina rejected by Renchensky. Goes back out to Bigford, who then gets it up top to Beaver.
Just under 10 seconds.
Yep, now Roscommon a hold for the last shot. 5 seconds. Beaver, a pull-up three. Short. Missed everything. To Hebert. Hebert from three-quarter court. Too long. What a first half of basketball. Alcona 27. Roscommon 26 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Gotten a chance to catch our breath here. 27-26 Alcona over Roscommon. A couple other scores to pass along. Last we heard from Gladwin, it was at the half there. They're ahead of us by quite a bit, but it was 16-11 Clare over Standish at the half, and then over in Hillman, the Hillman Tigers taking on the Posen Vikings. Ben Murphy's over there for us, and it's Hillman 33-18 over Posen at the half. So the Tigers one half away from feeling pretty good over there. Here we have the Tigers up by one, 27-26. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. The Tigers look like they're going to start with the basketball working left to right here on your radio dial. This game brought to you in part by the Alcona County Fair, Lincoln Hardware, the Lunchbox Family Dining of Kern, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. The Tigers out there with Charbonneau, Summers, Borsvold, Renchensky, and Walker. So they have all three of their forwards in. They're going with their big lineup to go with the two guards. Griffiths, Beaver, Mason Green, Hamina, and Kerub, the starting lineup, as it was at the beginning for Roscommon.
weave concept up top for Alcona, and then they have a wide open Evan Borsvold underneath.
Turnover is going to be picked up by Charbonneau. Missed pass off the back of one of the offensive players for the Bucks. It's going to be inside to Renchensky. Renchensky up and in. Beautiful, beautiful start to this third quarter.
Makes it 31-26. 4-0 in less than 30 seconds in the quarter. That's the start they needed. Ben Hamina has it for Roscommon, drives inside, floating layup, got it up and in.
Nice response there by Hamina. He was kind of cold in that second quarter, getting the first points for Roscommon here in the third.
Garrett Summers walks it up for the Tigers, leading by 3, 31-28. Has it on the left wing, screen by Borsvold. Bounce pass into Borsvold, lays it in!
Just a simple pick and roll.
Yep, they're getting it inside, and it is working early here. See if they can have some sort of fix here by the Bucks, but right now it's coming up Tigers.
And what did I say to you? You were asking me, what can they change before the half? I said, Alcona needs to attack inside more, and they've gone three straight times right to the block. Beaver left wing 3-2 log. Rebound down to Jacob Renchensky, and Hamina is going to pick up a foul on that rebound, and it'll go to the Tigers.
Wow. I was looking down at my paper, so I didn't see. What do you, just grab them or something?
Just an over-the-back foul.
Ah, okay. And the Alcona student section is hailing their, I'm trying to think what the Vikings use, the word fighting the Vikings use, but I'm blanking on it.
Summers drives inside, rejected by Griffiths. Rebound comes down to Griffiths, and here comes the Roscommon Bucks. Griffiths will bring it up.
Fighting.
Drives to
fighting.
The top of the lead. And it's a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Evan Borsvold. Here come the Tigers. Colin Walker spins into the lane. Lays it up. Off glass! Oh, he couldn't get it to go, but he is fouled, and it'll go to the line.
Is it going to be a Hamina
two.
Again? Waiting for the ref? It is.
Hamina picks
that's
up the
Hamina's
foul.
That's Hamina's third. I believe that's what they said. It's hard to hear, guys. Obviously, you probably can hear that, but I believe that's Hamina's third.
You got to keep him in. There's nothing. You can't pull him out of the game as
no,
Walker
not
knocks
at all.
On the first.
He's way too important.
9 points on the night for Colin Walker. Ties him with his teammate David Charbonneau for the lead in the game. Second one is up, and that one too long. Tipped up rebound. Comes down to David Charbonneau. Right wing three. Knock it down!
What a start to the Tigers, and it's going to cause a timeout by Roscommon, as they should, as this lead has now turned into 9.
37-28. We'll keep it right here. This is the start Alcona needed at this half. They pounded the ball inside. They get an offensive rebound. Charbonneau, who has, after his first two shots of the game, you and I looked at each other and went, those are bad shots. Yeah. You can't be doing that. He is immediately calmed down, and he has been the most efficient scorer for this team now, his third three of the night.
Yeah, this is probably the best-case scenario. You get a quick bucket, instant turnover, and then more buckets to come after that with one bucket only over on the other side. The Tigers are feeling it right now.
And the first thing Coach Cole did when the team got around him in the lock in the huddle there was point to his head, say, be smart.
Yeah.
This game's teetering now, 37-28. You're one more stretch of run here, 5-6 points from putting this game away, but you've got to take care of the basketball and take care on the defensive end right now.
Yes, sir.
Play restarts. The Roscommon Bucks hand it off to Mason Green at the elbow. Drives inside, kick up top. Keaton Pratt, a left wing three. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Colin Walker of the Tigers. Garrett Summers, right side Borsvold. He'll drive inside. Kick up top, Walker, open mid-range jumper, good!
Just clinical right now. The ball control, the ball movement is pristine. They're not wasting anything.
39-28, an 11-point lead for the Tigers. Easily the biggest of the game. Left wing, that's Mason Green. Drives inside, cut by the defense, and lays it in.
Good job by Green there to navigate through that defense. Just kind of slips right between the two up defenders. Gets the easy layup. They needed that to stop the bleeding a little bit.
10 points for Mason Green. He leads the Bucks. Into Walker. Walker drop step, jumps up. He's rejected by Jensen.
Great defense there by Jensen. Make sure it doesn't foul. Make sure it doesn't foul.
Yep, crowd wanted a foul, but I didn't see one that was right in front of us.
It was
looked clean
yep.
to me. Garrett Summers will inbound, goes up top to Caden Hebert, who just checked in. Now up top, Summers straight on three. Too long. But an offensive rebound. Walker lays it up and in.
Wow, they were just sitting there waiting, and Walker brought it to himself.
Hardest working guy on the floor right now is Colin Walker, back to an 11-point lead for the Tigers, 41-30. Hop step in the lane, Pratt. He is fouled by Caden Hebert, who will go to the line to shoot two. .411 to play here in our third quarter. And after three quarters on our sister station, WKJC, it is 34-26. Claire over Standish Sterling. So they'll need a big fourth quarter to get back into it. Keaton Pratt misses the first, but you mentioned in the pregame show today, we've seen a lot of stuff through three quarters. It's that fourth quarter that's big.
Absolutely. This is the kind of stuff that would have happened in the beginning of the fourth quarter the last few days. So don't get complacent, because we've seen this Buck team do a 12-0 run. So
second free throw,
keep up the pressure would be my opinion here.
Second free throw made by Keaton Pratt. Makes it 41-31, 10-point game, and into a press now go the Roscommon Bucks. Broken by the Tigers. Right wing three, Summers. Too long. Rebound controlled by the Bucks. Keaton Pratt. Pratt brings it up the right wing. Hand off to Mason Beaver. Beaver pull up right wing three. Off the front iron, offensive rebound, Mason Green. Green pump fake in the lane, just has to turn and shoot it, no good. Rebound comes out to Keaton Pratt for Roscommon, another offensive board. Pratt drives down the baseline, handoff inside Green, off the window, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. Offensive rebound again, that one, no good. And offensive rebound, Jensen. Jensen up at the rim, got it with the foul.
What a series of events right there. That was, what, five rebounds, I think? And it resulted in, and we were just talking, don't get complacent. The Bucks aren't giving up, and they're getting a little more pressure now. Refs are talking to the Alcona player.
Coach Cole wants a timeout, and he'll take one, just a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 41-33, and this is what Coach Cole was talking about. Be smart. You don't want officials talking to your players when you're up by 8 points.
No.
That can't happen down there. You can't allow four straight offensive rebounds, five straight offensive rebounds, and then end it with an and one. Now, albeit Jensen threw it up from 5-6 feet away, it's not like it was an easy shot.
Not at all.
This is something you just can't have when you were up by 13, a chance to kind of put the game away. Instead, Roscommon's clawed back, and you can feel them teetering the momentum back their way.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You just took all of that, and now they're kind of taking it back slowly. I mean, it's still a nice little lead they got, but this is how the door opens and the floodgates can come through.
So going to the line to shoot one is David Jensen. Got his first points of the night. 41-33, Alcona with the lead, 3.5 to play here, 3:50 to play, excuse me, to play here in our third quarter. Jensen's free throw is up, rattles out, rebound comes down to Renchensky for the Tigers, and they slow it up a little bit. Right side, Richard Schott. Schott calls out the play, will dribble it back up top and start the weave action. Hand off to Charbonneau. Renchensky back inside.
Nice.
Walker, the same play they opened the half with.
Yep.
This time Colin Walker lays it in. He's got 7 in the quarter, 15 on the night.
I was just going to say, it's the same thing they did earlier, just it wasn't Borsvold, it was Walker there.
Griffiths has it right wing for Roscommon, up top to Beaver. 45-33 Alcona. Roscommon with the basketball. It is Griffiths up top. Goes left wing, Green. Green drives inside, mid-range jumper. Good. Mason Green have a night, young fella.
Yeah,
he's got 12 on the night.
Yeah, he has definitely been the focal point of the offense today.
Charbonneau open, left wing three. That's too long. Got his own rebound. Had it stripped by Keaton Pratt. Here comes Roscommon. Pratt into the lane. Left-hand layup is good.
Good job there not to foul, not to cause more strife. But right down the court, it's going to be Renchensky. Gets the fast break and gets the bucket. And just like that, it's matched.
45-37, Alcona with the lead. Keaton Pratt up top to Sawyer Griffiths. Griffiths is straight on three, knock it down.
this game. They're not going away. The Bucks are not going away.
Summers runs it up the court. Pull up mid-range jumper. That's off. Offensive rebound, though, to Richard's shot as that came all the way out to the three-point line. David Charbonneau, right wing three. Too short. Rebound to Mason Green.
It's going to be Green's 10th rebound.
He got a double-double then, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Beaver, a pull-up mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound to Garrett Summers of the Tigers. They need to slow it up a little bit, and they will. 45-40, 2 minutes to play in the third. The Tigers have the lead. Summers cuts through the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Mason Green.
Summers, this has kind of been cold all day.
Yeah, he's yet to get in the scoring column. Up top, that is Keaton Pratt. Pratt goes right wing, Griffiths for three. Long. But the rebound comes out to Pratt. Kicks it inside, and Jensen wasn't ready for it, and he lost it. It goes to Summers, and then Jensen grabs Summers. And Garrett Summers is looking for a sub. Evan Borsville checks in for Garrett Summers. Coach Cole obliges. Caden Hebert checks in as well. He went and got, I think it's would have to be Charbonneau. He went and got
David Charbonneau.
Charbonneau hiding on the bench on me over there. Renchensky on the right wing gets a screen from Walker into Walker. Walker power dribble, and he is hacked, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Two different Bucks right there. Both hit him. They're going to give it
22. Griffiths.
To Sawyer Griffiths. It's the fourth foul of the quarter, so for the last 117, Alcona will be shooting free throws.
Yep, that's 13-point lead has fell to 5. Opportunity to make it 7 here with these free throws.
First one a little bit long. This game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Dockside Marine of Glennie, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Alcona Tool and Hillman Extrusion, and Coletta Air of Oscoda. Second free throw for Walker is also too long. Toby Bickford, the rebound for Roscommon. Keaton Pratt will bring it up. Goes up top, Hamina, who checked back in. And dive on the floor for it was Bickford, who then swings it back to Hamina as it was tipped away by Renchensky. Hamina has the basketball up top, dribbled it off his foot, hands it off to Mason Beaver. Beaver dribbling up top. Left wing now Bickford as Roscommon slows it up. Trying to find the best shot to cut this to a one-possession lead. Pratt drives inside, and he just flat-out lost it going out of bounds.
Nice defense there. That's number 24 in blue. Shot forces that turnover.
41.1 seconds remaining in the quarter. 45-40 Alcona.
And speaking of the defenses, the Tigers are not letting Hamina beat them. Hamina is not getting anything, and Beaver's shooting cold as ice. So this is the two big differences from the first two games we've seen and this one right now.
Garrett Summers swings it across to Caden Hebert. Hebert goes inside to Borsvold. Borsvold power dribble up top to Hebert. Hebert, little floater in the lane. Awkward shot, no good. Rebound down to Mason Beaver of Roscommon. 28 seconds remaining. We'll see if Roscommon holds for one. Or if they do what they did on Wednesday, where they'll run their action with about 9 seconds left and shoot a little before. Carub hands it off to Pratt. Pratt drives down the middle of the lane. Handoff inside Jensen, lays it in. 10 seconds remaining. Summers to Hebert. Back to Summers. Turns it over. No, Summers able to recover it. Back to Hebert. Got to get it up from half court. Off his side. And at the end of three, it's Alcona 45, Roscommon 42 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Ready to start our fourth quarter at 45-42. Alcona with the lead in this Division III District 68 final from Roscommon. The host Bucks start with the basketball. Ben Hamina has it on the left wing. He'll shoot for the tie. No good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Roscommon. Jensen lost it on a dribble, and it'll go to the Tigers. Left wing, David Charbonneau. Up top, Summers. Yet to get in the scoring column. Going to try with a three here. No good. Cotlin Walker, offensive rebound rejected. But another offensive rebound by Caden Hebert, who goes up top to Summers. Right wing, Charbonneau wanted the three. Instead goes up top, and Beaver read it and picked it off. Mason Beaver across to Keaton Pratt, lays it up and in.
Beautiful, beautiful pass after that turnover there. This game is now a one-point game, believe that or not, folks.
Was a 13-point lead in the third quarter at one point by Alcona. Slowly working it down is Roscommon. Summers, left wing, Hebert. Hebert drives in, had it poked away and stolen. Here comes Keaton Pratt for Roscommon. Drives inside. Summers going to take a foul here. And that will send Pratt to the line to shoot two. As Summers just kind of raked down. DK 45-44 Alcona. Pratt can give the Bucks the lead again. He's got to make both free throws. First one is up. That one's good. We're tied at 45. Timeout, Alcona. Coach Cole not happy. We'll take one with him. 45-45, a minute into the fourth on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Tied at 45, and Keaton Pratt at the line to try and put Roscommon up after what was a 13-point lead for the Alcona Tigers has now fallen down. And we have a conversation still happening between the officials.
Who's about to give the ball to Pratt, and he stopped.
Whatever it was, we're ready to go again, and Pratt sinks the free throw and puts Roscommon up by a point. Inbound here to David Charbonneau, runs it up the floor, had it poked away from behind by Beaver. It will stay with the Tigers.
The momentum has completely shifted into the Bucks' favor there. Their hustle, their speed, they're driving down the court, they're outmaneuvering the Tigers right now. It's kind of like what we talked about, don't get complacent. It's kind of like it's happened.
Into Borsvold. Borsvold fighting through some contact. Up top, Charbonneau swings it around to Schott. And Richard Schott will hold the basketball up top. Give it to Garrett Summers. Screen coming from Walker. Summers up top to Borsvold. Borsvold will drive inside. Had it poked away. Able to recover it. Turn and shoot it. And he will be fouled and go to the line as... I think it's going to go on Mason Beaver, who kind of came down on Evan Borsvold's legs, and it will go on Mason Beaver.
One, yep, Beaver.
Beaver fell to the ground and just kind of landed on the back leg of Evan Borsvold as he was shooting. Send Borsvold to the line to shoot two. Big, deep breath for number 32, the lefty. Fires the first free throw up, and it's good. We're tied at 46. Got a long way to go on this one, huh, partner?
Yes, sir. It's 6:33 in a tie game. This is going to be 20 minutes, if not more.
Second free throw for Borsvold. Too long. And we've got a jump ball in the rebound. It'll stay with the Tigers. Big rebound there for Richard Schott, giving Alcona the basketball back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Student section directly in front of us enjoys that. Charbonneau goes to Borsvold, drives inside, lays it up, lays it in!
Goes through physical contact too. They don't call it that time. Lead back in Alcona's favor, 48-46.
Mason Beaver has the basketball up top for the Bucks. Pull up mid-range jumper for the tie, too long. Rebound comes down to David Charbonneau of the Tigers. Garrett Summers will bring it up. Gets across half court, right side to Schott. Screened by Walker, works away from it, and gets cut off, and instead will swing it back around to Garrett Summers on the left wing. He'll drive inside. Summers, pull-up mid-range jumper. Can't get anything to go today.
No, he cannot.
Rebound to Beaver. Here comes Roscommon. Pratt sprints up the floor. Left wing, Hamina drives inside, goes up on Borsvold. Too long. Borsvold, fantastic defense, and a foul coming on the Roscommon Bucks.
If that's on Hamina, it's his fourth. And it's not.
20. Green.
It's on 21, Kerub. 20, Mason Green checks into the game. So 48-46 Alcona, and they have the basketball facing a 1-2-2 press from the Roscommon Bucks. Richard Schott gets across half court, picks up his dribble, just fires it across the court, and it's picked off. Left side, Ben Hamina. Richard Schott did the one thing you're not allowed to do, and that's pick up your dribble right as you cross half court. Hamina's wide open left wing, airball three. That is something we have not seen from Ben Hamina. No, Charbonneau into Boersvold, too high, but recovered. Boersvold somehow saved it back to Charbonneau.
Just got to calm down if you're the Tigers. I think they're still kind of being...
Charbonneau driving inside. Yeah, just seemed out of control and somehow earned himself a foul at the line. He'll go and shoot two.
On Hamina. That's his fourth. 5 minutes in, 7 seconds. He can't foul one more time.
Oh, you got to get him off the floor. You've got to get him off the floor. It doesn't look like they're – it looks like they might. They do have a guy at the bench. Charbonneau's free throw is too long. Let's see if Sawyer Griffiths goes. No, he will not go get Ben Hamina. That is bold.
I mean, I guess that tells you how important Hamina is right now to the Bucks.
Hamina has all of 7 points. It's not like he's been pacing this team. Mason Green leads them with 12. Charbonneau for his second free throw, trying to put the Tigers up by a triple. And it's short, but we do have a lane violation on the Tigers, so it'll go back to Roscommon. Charbonneau stepped over the line because he knew it was short. Timeout, Roscommon. And we'll take one with him. 48-46, Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Great energy in the building tonight. 48-46, Alcona with a slim lead in this district final. Roscommon will have the basketball. 5 minutes to play. Keaton Pratt will bring it up. Work to the left wing. We'll see what Coach Ewald drew up. Goes up top to Sawyer Griffiths. Griffiths drives inside, kicks left side Mason Green, up top Beaver, and then right back to Pratt. And they'll run their action again. Up top to Ben Hamina, who is still in the game. Up top, Keaton Pratt. Left wing now, Hamina. Hamina drives to the free throw line. Mid-range jumper way off to the left. Rebound down to Colin Walker. Here come the Tigers.
I mean, Hamina's just going to have to play the safest he's ever played. I mean, there's a ton of game left technically.
For those who have missed it, he has 4 fouls. He's their best player, but he has 4 fouls. And Caden Hebert going to travel as great defense by Keaton Pratt cut him off. And it'll go back to Roscommon. What do you have for turnover numbers?
10 to 13, that was their 10th. So 10 Alcona, 13 over to Roscommon. So it's the best turnover game we've had, I think.
I definitely thought we had more than that, but I guess just
a lot of
good
the fouls. We don't count the fouls.
Hamina has the basketball up top, gets it now to Pratt, straight on. Pratt drives down the left side, hop step, lays it up, and we're tied again, 48-48. Ooh. Keaton Pratt, 6 points in the quarter. Charbonneau has it on the left wing, guarded by Hamina. Got to think you want to attack him. Right side, Caden Hebert gets a screen from Walker, works against it, drives inside. Got it with the foul!
Oh, what a play by Caden Hebert, flying across the lane!
Beaver. That's Beaver's fourth, too.
Wow. That is one of the best plays we've seen all night. Caden Hebert drives baseline, gets hammered. So he lays it up and in. Second, the free throw is no good. And rebound controlled by Keaton Pratt. And free throws becoming a problem here for the Tigers. They have missed 4 out of 5 in this quarter. Sawyer Griffiths drives for Roscommon. Turnaround mid-range jumper for the tie. No good. Rebound Garrett Summers. 3.5 minutes to play, 50-48. Right side, Hebert for three. Oh. Spins out. Comes down to Mason Green. Now to Hamina. Racing down the court. Lays it in, and we're tied.
50-50. Charbonneau across the court, picked off. Mason Green lays it up, and it's 52-50. As yet again, the Cardinals send, getting right across half court and stopping. And now another steal. Here comes Keaton Pratt, lays it up, and a foul coming on the shot.
Wow.
All of the energy has flipped to Roscommon.
I think they missed a pretty clear foul down here on the second steal, but I'm more worried about David Charbonneau making one of the Cardinal sins. Anybody who's, I've said it all year, anybody listening who's played basketball, if they're pressing you, they want you to stop right as you cross half court. You absolutely cannot stop right as you cross half court as Pratt makes the first free throw. Then you are being guarded by three people, and this is a good time to talk about it while Coach Cole calls a timeout. So you're running, if they're running a trap on you, obviously they want you to not be able to move.
Yeah.
Right as you get across half court, you can no longer go back behind half court.
Exactly.
So there's one defender, plus the two defenders who are guarding you. There's three. You have now picked up your dribble. You cannot move. You're dead to rights with three defenders on you.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you can do is get across half court. Alcona's done it twice now in this game, and it's a three-point deficit. Both have led to buckets. You cannot have something like that happen in a game of this magnitude.
Yeah, absolutely. The one silver lining right now is the Bucks are in the bonus, or the Alcona's in the bonus. The Bucks, any foul by the Bucks puts them at the line, but they have to start making their shots. You just mentioned a little bit earlier, if they would have made their shots, they'd be winning still. And we talked about it at the beginning of the game. It could go down to that, and it might very well be the game of missed free throws.
Yeah, free throws is what you're talking about.
That
free throws, they've missed 4 out of 5 in this quarter. That they've had attempts at the line. Evan Borsville, the only one to knock one home. He went 1 for 2. They had an 0 for 2 from Colin Walker, and then Caden Heber just missed on his and one. So the energy right now all towards Roscommon. Can Alcona find something? Can Garrett Summers find something? He hasn't made a bucket yet tonight.
Correct. Yeah, Summers, it would be awesome if he could find it.
Keaton Pratt at the line to try and push it to a 2-possession lead. Free throw up, that's good. And it is 54-50. And it seemed like a long time ago now that the Tigers had a 13-point lead in the third quarter. Charbonneau left wing three. No good, off the top of the backboard, out of bounds. The shot you want, it's an open three.
Yeah, it was open. Yeah, it just didn't go in. Nothing against that shot at all. Got to play some defense now.
They go into full court man, it looks like. Getting it up court to Keaton Pratt are the Roscommon Bucks. They lead 54-50, 2:40 to play. They've come back from 13 points down at some point in the third quarter. Keaton Pratt drives inside, kick left wing. Sawyer Griffiths, pump fake three, step in mid-range jumper, good.
Just under 2.5 minutes left, down 6. Alcona needs to do something here.
Richard Schott gets it just across the half-court line, drives inside, spins off of Keaton Pratt. Now he's dead and able to get it up to Colin Walker, who gives it right back to Richard Schott, and they reset the offense. Schott gets a screen by Borsville. And a reach-in foul here coming in on Mason Green. And that will put the Alcona Tigers at the line to shoot two. And the Standish Sterling Panthers have come back and have tied Clare, and they're going to overtime.
Wow.
On our sister station, WKJC.
Fantastic, Standish.
Few minutes left over in Hillman. Hillman leads Posen 55-38. Richard shot at the line. First free throw is up. That one no good. 1 of 6 in the quarter at the line. Hebert will check in for Borsvold. Shot will get the basketball for his second free throw. One thing to pay attention to, Alcona only has 2 fouls. They may have to end up putting Roscommon on the line as Schott makes the second free throw, his first point of the night. It's 56-51. You don't have to worry about it right now, but it is something to think about. it opens you up to allow to be aggressive. Yeah, Pratt goes left wing to Beaver because Roscommon is going to pull their offense out now.
Yeah, we saw this on Wednesday. They passed a lot. They just wasted so much time.
Hammond, a right wing three. No good. Rebound down to Green. Lays it up. Lays it in. Mason Green makes it 58-51.
Drive inside. Charbonneau off glass. No good. Got his own rebound. Just tried to throw it up. No good. And then Charbonneau's going to reach in. It's starting to slip away from the Tigers here a little bit.
Absolutely it is. Just under a minute and a half, 1:27 left.
Timeout. Alcona will take one with them. It's Roscommon by 7 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Roscommon basketball, they lead by 7, 58-51. A 20-point swing from the time that Alcona had a 13-point lead about halfway through the third quarter. Mason Beaver hands it to Pratt, and Summers got a hand on it but couldn't get a steal. Now it's Hammond a left wing, and now Alcona's going to have to start thinking about fouling. They go left side to Pratt, left corner, that's Hammond. Back up top, Pratt, 105 to play. Alcona's going to have to make something happen here. Drive inside, Hammond lays it up, got it to go. 60-51. Summers right wing. Up top, Walker drives inside. He is shoved by Ben Hamina. And that should be 5 on Ben Hamina. As he just two-hand shoved Colin Walker as he was driving. And yeah, that'll be 5 on Ben Hamina. Now only 49 seconds left, but that could mean something. Colin Walker is going to go to the line to shoot 2, and Hamina injured as well to go along with it. He's grabbing the side of his head. Might have caught an elbow from somebody.
Yeah, when they were running, I think his head ran into an elbow or a shoulder or something. It looked inadvertent to me.
Walker misses the first free throw. They are now 2 of 9 in the quarter. Walker's second free throw. No good. And would have been a lane violation anyway, but he did miss it, so it really doesn't matter. And Alcona's going to have to foul pretty much right away. They throw it all the way up court to Keaton Pratt, who is fouled by Caden Hebert. That's the last foul to give. Oh, Roscommon will inbound from the side. It'll be Beaver who will inbound. Tigers need a steal in the worst way. Steal and a 3.
Yeah. Yeah, they need a lot of things happening.
Beaver had it stolen. It was tipped by Charbonneau. Gets it to Hebert. Pull up 3. Just rimmed out. But David Charbonneau gets the rebound. Back to Hebert. Picked off by Pratt. They tried to get it back up to Charbonneau. It was picked off. Now we've got a foul. That'll send Roscommon to the line. Caden Hebert ran off the court. Looks like he might have lost a contact or something. And the officials are huddling. We'll see what the conversation is, what the call is going to be. I never actually saw a call about anything, to tell you the truth. One official coming over to midcourt. They're going technical foul on Caden Hebert. Or an intentional foul, excuse me, sorry, on Caden Hebert. So it'll be 2 free throws in the ball here for Roscommon. And with 30 seconds left, chance here to pretty much put this basketball game away, Brian.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for the Tigers, but it does feel like their season might end here in a minute or two. And they had the control, and then they just, like we've seen every single day, we've seen Roscommon, the second half of these games have just fell in the Bucks' favor pretty significantly. And, you know, it seems that's what's going to happen here.
It is now a 9-point lead as Pratt makes the free throw. 8-point lead, excuse me, 60-52. And Keaton Pratt, what a quarter he's had. And he got that free throw to hit every part of the iron and go in.
They actually put the points on the wrong side. It should be 62-51.
Okay, so I just realized that.
I'm like, wait a second here.
Yeah, they did put it up on the wrong side. 62-51.
There it is.
Yeah, now they're going to get it right. So, yeah, it is, I thought it was, I'm like, it should be a 10-point game. Now an 11-point lead for the Roscommon Bucks. And they're going to win their first district title since 1990.
That is true. They get to go up to Harbor Springs and play on Tuesday.
So the Bucks now get the basketball after the free throws. They get it into Sawyer Griffiths up top to Mason Green. And doesn't look like Alcona's going to foul here. They're just going to accept their fate. Well, they're going to reach in on Mason Beaver here. And actually, yeah, they are going to send Mason Beaver to the line. And with 26 seconds left, Mason Beaver will add some points on here. He has not scored in the second half. This quarter alone is 20-6.
Wow. And that, yeah, it's, the fourth quarters have been just absolutely dynamite for the Bucks.
21-6. Second free throw here. 22-6. David Charbonneau will bring it up. 20 seconds left. Shoots a three. Too long. Rebound to Keaton Pratt. He'll walk it across half court. Charbonneau will reach in, but they will swing it around to Beaver. Charbonneau still chasing him around. A little frustration here for David Charbonneau. And comes to an end. Roscommon goes through the gauntlet. They go from Monday all the way through, and they are your district champions. Roscommon, 64, Alcona, 51. Wrap it up after this on Hits FM, your power station for sports.